Hi there, this is Marissa Santorio of In Our Shoes, and welcome to your Fierce Time Management online course. Congratulations on investing in yourself and taking the time, ironically, right? This is a time management course, but taking the time out of your busy schedule to recognize how essential it is for you to make the time, clear the decks for what you want to achieve in your life. Everything that I outline here are tools that I have personally used while I was working full-time in corporate on Wall Street, traveling, juggling my family and running my business. And I am also still using these same trusted tools as I'm doing the things that I do today, whether I'm training, coaching, running group classes, online, doing an event. I'm always very clear on what my intention is for the next day, what my gratefulness is for that day. I still, with my children, even every night, I do not go to sleep. We do not go to sleep until we all talk about the three things that we're very grateful for in our lives, and it just sets the mood and the tone for the next day. I know I've given you a lot of assignments to do. Take them step by step. Don't worry about rushing through them. Take your time, right? This is a time management course. This is really the foundation of achieving anything that you want in your life. If you don't get very clear, and that's why I have the questionnaire up front in the beginning of this program, if you're not very clear on what your goals are and what your intentions are, that you're looking to make room and more time for, then they won't manifest. So I wanted to introduce you first to the clarity that you need to create for yourself on what your goals are, and then making the time, communicating those to the people that you love, that love you, that care about you, and letting them know what your goals are so that you are able to be disciplined and authentic about where your time goes, who you need to start hanging out with and not hanging out with anymore, and just setting a really good, consistent routine that works for you. And this is energy work in a way, because it's good energy. It's going to propel you to keep going. And there are going to be days where you don't necessarily stick to the program. And I don't want you to be too hard on yourself when that happens. You're normal and you have a lot of things going on. And, things will unfold once you map out your time and you're able to have, a clear head with clear vision, not feeling overwhelmed with obligations and tasks that you normally did. Because if you don't have that free space to breathe and to envision what you really want, then you're not going to find out the how and how to get there and what the next essential thing is for you to do. So time management is not so much about pushing away things that are cluttering your life, but it's also about opening up the windows, so to speak, and giving you that breathing room to really get clear on whether any little thing that you're working on that's taking up your time, whether it be 10 minutes or an hour or 2 hours, it helps you get very clear on whatever it is that you're next doing, if it is aligned with what you want to achieve in your life. Because if it's not aligned with your goals, then that thing, whatever that, thing that's taking up your time, that's where you need to make the decision on deferring it or doing it at a different time. And really just, putting at the forefront your goals. So clearing the space and really, really getting motivated about it. And that's what builds your confidence, because all of a sudden you'll see that you're achieving things that you couldn't do in a day that all of a sudden you're achieving in an hour. Personal story of little things that I've done also to clear the decks for time management with me. I am very about compartmentalizing my time and boxing, every little moment that I have to making the most of. If I have, let's say, a deadline coming up, and this is a true story. One time I was running a couple of events at the same time in a single month, and they were all new content. Now, if it's the same content I've done, I could pretty much, do it in my sleep because I've done it before. But if it's new content, then I have to create that. I have to design. I need the time for that. And I remember one day I was going for an oil change for my car, And when I got to the dealer to drop off my car, I asked him if he had Wi-Fi. And he said, yes, in the waiting room, you could open up your laptop and use Wi-Fi. So I did that, but the waiting room was pretty busy and I wasn't able to concentrate. And I noticed that this dealership had a lot of empty desks that no one was using. You know, it was a Saturday. It was pretty empty. Nobody was really on staff as usual. And so I grabbed one of the desks at the dealership and I opened my laptop and I waited for an hour and a half for my oil change for my car. And within that hour and a half, I put on my headphones, I plugged in, and I finished probably 3/4 of the one of the presentations I had to do for an upcoming event. This is a perfect example of maximizing your time, taking a space where there's just dead time, where you're hanging around doing nothing. You're not at home, but you have to get something done. And yet you have things to do and you really need to, you know, knock them out. I didn't have any overwhelm while I was sitting there. I would have just been reading a magazine. And you could do the same too if you're dropping off your kids, you know, and you're waiting in the parking lot for a half hour for them to come out, or you're at the doctor's office. Really boxing and compartmentalizing your time, you will be amazed at how much time you can squeeze out of your day. And, I have a lot more help, where I'm able to shift my priorities and where I spend my time, but it's still the same thing. If I have any obligation going on, business or personal, that's just how I do it. And, so when you're going through this course, obviously you're looking for business breakthroughs and advancing in your career or in your business. And I'm your girl to help you with that. But you'll find that this will help you so much in your personal life as well, with your family and setting expectations and really being clear on when you're the most productive, when you're, you know, really prolific in what you do best, right? Because there's something that you do that is unique and brilliant, and you need the time and the space to do that. And that's what this course is all about. So enjoy and re-listen to this this audio if you need to keep yourself motivated. And as always, reach out to us or to me personally, info@inrshoes.com, inrshoes.com, or you can reach out to me personally at marissa@inrshoes.com, marissa@inrshoes.com, inrshoes.com. All right, big hug, and I can't wait to hear how you're doing with managing and knocking out, clearing the decks, and going gutsy on fierce time management. You've got this. I'll talk to you soon. Bye now.